Blog Talk Radio.
Way on down to southern Alabama with the guitar jam, and that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon, even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road. It's a brother and a sister kind of thing. Raise up your hands if you all wanna hang. Me and my gang, we live to ride, we ride to live. I'm me and my gang, jump on that train. In my gang, yeah, yeah, me and my gang. We got hippies, gypsies, freaks, and geeks, high class women and Daisy Duke in them, banging on gongs and singing our song. Dude named Bill Rock jamming on an iPod. Beer and bonfire, from wide open throttle cores in a bottle. It's all for one and one for all, y'all. It's a brother. Your hands.
Be our GH discussion, and we'll obviously get into that, but I wanted to kind of take this opportunity to, I heard her in the past, I now have a brand new co-host. I've wanted a co-host for about a year, because let's face it, nobody wants to hear me a ramble on aimlessly for 30-plus minutes. I brought this person on last Friday, and we just sort of clicked. So I asked her to be my co-host slash wingman slash co-pilot slash whatever you want to call her. So let's welcome Emily to the show. Hey, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Officially welcome
Hi,
to the show.
Yeah. Is another Star Third show.
Yeah, I know, but like I said, I've been wanting a co-host for a little over a year, and I reached out to you, and I appreciate you actually doing this.
Well, it's my pleasure. I enjoy it, so I'm glad that you picked me.
Before we get into the, quote, interview today, there's a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to take them in order that they came in. Hold on a second.
Hey.
818, you're on.
Hi, Cody and Emily. It's Kathleen Gaddy from General Hospital. Dr. Obrecht, how you doing?
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, welcome as Cody's partner. How fun. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
He's a great guy. You guys will have fun.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited.
I have to confess something here for a few minutes. After we wrapped our show Friday, Emily, I think it was Sunday. I reached out to you, Kathleen. I think it was Sunday, wasn't it? About coming on and surprising Emily. And Kathleen, you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you asked Emily.
I think it was, when did I reach out to you about this, Kathleen? Was it last Sunday or when was it? Do you remember?
Last week sometime.
Yeah, I think it was. And as you know, Kathleen, we both absolutely adore you. So I just wanted
I
to
know, and
out.
I adore you, Cody. That's why I'm calling in.
So, and I just wanted to kind of surprise Emily real quick with this. So.
Ha, Cody, you're sneaky.
Ha-ha,
I know.
He is.
Can't believe you went all this time and didn't tell me.
Surprise, it was a surprise.
Yeah, it was a bit of a sneak attack there. And I think that's probably the only surprise I have up my sleeve at this point, hopefully.
So far?
So far, let's hope. Anyway, thank
you guys have
you
any
for...
questions for me? And you want to... I'm good for a few minutes, and then I'm going to run off, but I just want to call and say hi and wish you a really good run on the show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Let me think of a question for you.
Well,
I know you
watching?
Can't tell us... Yeah, we watched.
Oh, my
watched
God, we watched. Absolutely. Oh, man, it's been...
Yeah.
It's been epic. I'll say that much right now.
Yeah,
it's been epic.
Definitely.
Did you watch it today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched it this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Lots of crazy fun stuff coming up. Lots of fun stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love all the crazy. Like, I love all the chaos that's going on, so.
that's the golden nugget for soap operas. Lots of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah,
lots of,
definitely.
Yeah, upheaval and turmoil. It's pretty and humor, too. Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I love all of the chaos. I love the craziness, like, even though it's crazy. I love, you know, it's the best part of it. I mean, the drama.
It makes your life
best.
Seem kind of organized and calm and sane, right?
Yeah. It Aha. makes life seem normal. When you think life's crazy, just go watch General Hospital for an hour.
That's right.
So, I know you can't comment on storyline, but, like, what's coming? Do you have anything exciting coming up or anything exciting that you filmed?
Absolutely. I can just say that it's kick in the pants. Yeah, some really,
awesome.
Really great stuff, and I'm about to go and shoot some really great stuff, too, starting next week. But,
I can't wait.
Keep watching. Keep your eyes peeled to the to the television this next
definitely.
Week. There's some high action, high fun stuff coming up. Just it's a pretty awesome time.
Is there
sounds cool.
Is there anything else you had for her, Emily?
Well, obviously I wasn't prepared for this, Cody, but...
I wasn't prepared, but hey, you know.
So who are some of your favorite people to work with at GH?
You know what? It would be unfair really to say this person over that person, but I've basically been working my way through the cast, and every time I get a script, I'm kind of excited to see who I get to work with in that episode or the next episode. And so far, I have enjoyed the variety of people. And, I mean, obviously, I love working with Finola. We get to do some really great stuff. And Kelly also, you know, plays my daughter, Britt. I mean, the
yeah.
fact, you know, the sometimes it's really cool because the more you get to work with somebody, you develop a flow and it's more a better connection. But it works because we're related, so that more of those scenes together gives it a better feel, I think. It's more natural, more real. And it's always
yeah.
fun to work with her. And Finola's just a dream actress to work with. She's always professional, well-prepared, and we work well together. I think we work off of each other very well. And she gives me so much to work with, which is fantastic. And then everyone else, I mean, I can just gush all day and night. That sounds really gross, so I won't. But it's a really fine cast of really, really strong actors, a group of really strong actors, and they're really talented, and they're all fun and different. Each person is so unique and special that I'm always, like I said, for me, it's a, ooh, who do I get to work with today? It's really fun. And there's some new people coming up I'm going to get to work with that time will tell, but it just it's awesome. The casting director is doing a great job bringing really, really good, strong actors, so it's been really fun.
Yeah, recently there's been a ton of newbies. I love
yeah.
it. I love when they bring mixed new people in. It's a huge
I know,
cast, and I like that.
Before I was a newbie, and I was going, oh, I'm new, I don't know. And now it's like, oh, I see new people. I'm like, okay, good. I'll make them feel welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not new anymore because there's other people who are new.
Exactly. So.
Yeah,
well,
I like
you guys...
the fact that it's a huge cast, definitely.
Yeah, no, it's a evolving, and I think it keeps it interesting for the audience too. I mean, they bring actors in from other shows, so there's
yeah.
a different, you know, they have different fans that follow them to our show, and
mm-hmm.
and they're loyal to the T. So they come over and they watch us, and then they get to know us as well, and it's really fun. It's really fun. I what do you think of Victor Cassadine's story?
I love him.
Isn't he awesome?
Yeah, I'm only 16, so I never saw him before. And then he came on, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to like this guy.
Yeah, he's just so good, too. He, you know, he's such a great actor. He's really,
yeah.
really good.
He's really talented.
He's really talented, and he's great to work with. So I hope I get to work with, more with him. He's really super.
Yeah, I hope we get to see more Obrecht and Victor scenes.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, possibly we'll see how the storyline goes. I mean, they've got all kinds of stories coming up, and
yeah.
I'm curious myself, but
mm-hmm.
well, hopefully, yeah. So, well, listen, you guys have a great day, and thanks for inviting me to call in, Cody. And Emily,
thank
have
you.
A great time. You sound like a lovely girl, and you're in good, really good hands and good company.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks. Okay, you guys take care. Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Fine. I'll be... emailing you after the show, okay?
Okay, great. Look pretty good to you. Thanks.
Before you go, I just wanted
yeah.
to say that I consider you a dear friend.
Thank you.
And I absolutely love you to death. You know that.
I do, and that's what I'm calling you, and I really appreciate your friendship. You're a doll.
He
absolute
is.
Doll. He is.
I really
he really is.
Again, Kathleen.
Okay, you take care, guys. Lots of love.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, what did you think of that surprise?
Oh, you're so good. I can't believe you were actually able to keep a secret from me this whole, like, past few days. Can't
I
believe you kept it quiet.
We have somebody else on the line, and I recognize
this. Is it another celebrity?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea, but I recognize this area code, so let's bring them home.
All right.
Anana, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
It's me, Celia.
Hey, Celia, what's
I'm
up, girl?
I'm a celebrity, sorry.
<It's>
I am
okay.
a celebrity in my own eyes, but no.
Aren't we all?
Exactly.
Everybody wants to hang out with me. Why not? Someday we'll marry Bob work. Oh, my goodness.
What have you... I've been up to, so yeah.
Nothing much. Working.
Awesome.
I'm working and taking care of my kid. But that's pretty much it. What I always
right.
do.
Right.
So, what would you like to chat about?
Absolutely.
Whatever
is yours,
you guys want. I haven't watched today's General Hospital because I was working, so. But
it was just
a
it doesn't matter. Put her away. I mean, I usually know what's going to happen on that day's episode because I do follow a lot of people on Twitter, and that's how I kind of keep the loop. So if I didn't see it, I know what to talk about.
I don't care. Today was good. Today was very great.
It's been crazy the last couple weeks, months.
I will have to say
that I did talk to Kathleen about 2 or 3 months ago on another radio show. Like, we had, like, a whole, like, 30-minute conversation. And she's, like, the sweetest lady ever, and I love her to death. And she did. And I asked her, you know, I was like, are you going to be on more? And she's like, just hold on, and it's coming. And, like,
yeah.
And it did. I was like, that is so awesome.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
It was really.
Cody knew I was a fan of her, so he had her call.
Yeah, she's such a sweetheart. I love her.
I respect her a lot, you know.
So, I do. I love her.
Kathleen is a doll. Speaking of Kathleen, she is an absolute doll.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said, I have like a 30-minute conversation with her. No joke.
Wow.
And she was just, like, talking, and we were just talking like we're old friends or something. It was great.
You know, so. That's what I love about soap actors. They're just so approachable, and they're just so,
so
sweet and down to earth, you know.
I've talked to a few of them here and there on other, radio shows that I went to. And, like, they are all, like, so sweet, and they, like, take your time. You know, and it's like, they're not busy. Like, they sit there and let you talk, you know, or ask questions. And and it's like, they have all the time in the world. And so.
Absolutely.
Even when they're sick.
So, Becky, do you have, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, even sick, because Becky called into another radio show of mine. And she, like, was losing her voice, and she was talking, and, you know, she called in and even talked to, like, some of the fans, and, like, it was so sweet of her, and you could tell she's, like, losing her voice. She was,
yeah.
I know that's what you're talking about.
Yep. And I was like, oh, poor thing. So,
I remember the show you're talking about, actually.
To, like, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I caught that show, like, the next day I listened to that show, and, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah, it
was
like
pretty,
you could tell like she was going in and out. Like,
yeah.
She stayed on and she talked to like 3 or 4 of us and, you know, through the interview and stuff. It was really nice.
And she could have.
That's
could
awesome.
Have, could have just as easily canceled. I mean, that.
Yeah,
that,
or rescheduled.
There
are
there shows,
yeah.
shows how committed soap actors are to their fans.
Yeah.
Yes.
They really appreciate their fans a lot.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yep.
They do.
So I
want
to know if you had a favorite moment this week.
Oh, yeah.
A favorite moment.
Because you didn't see today, but of all the other days.
That is a hard one. I have to think about it. A lot of people are not liking the kids, but I'm liking the kids. I'm liking the whole camera.
I love
and
them.
Camera
oh, I'm loving that.
Thing going on.
I'm
a lot of people
that.
Aren't, but I'm like, I like them. So, and I'm hoping that, you know, they don't, like, age them like they did, like, Michael and Morgan and all that.
Yeah.
But they miss, like, one of my favorite times is, like, the preteens. And when I, when I think of the preteens, I'm thinking of, like, younger Emily, younger Becky, Nicholas, Elizabeth, like, the four Musketeers, you know, the preteens.
Right.
So, even Sly. So, so it's always fun. You know, they kind of skip to, like, the 20s, and it's like, really? You know, so.
Or kids go away and come back 20 years older.
Yeah, I know. And poor Cam is still the same age.
Yeah, Cameron is anti-aging. Like, he's getting younger.
Cameron is supposed to be older than Molly, but younger than Morgan. He's, like, a year younger than Morgan. And a lot of people, you know, I guess, ask this question all the time, and I'm like, because they're all, like, confused. So I'm going to straighten this out. Morgan was born first, and then Cameron, and then Molly was born, you know, later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
I'm expecting him to age Jocelyn soon.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I can't
like,
wait. Jocelyn will be 20.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So she can be a part of the whole, like somebody said or commented on Facebook today. I just saw it. Like, I'm waiting for Jocelyn to come back and they can be the four Musketeers. I'm like, that would be so funny.
That would be hilarious.
You know,
mm-hmm.
a play date with Emma and Jocelyn.
Yes.
Wow.
That would be interesting.
That would be that would be hilarious.
So, but my favorite part, I don't know. My least favorite part was the whole Luke Kiki thing this week. Oh, my
ew,
God.
It's so gross. Oh,
that was creepy.
Ew, ew, ew.
That
I know,
was creepy.
I'm
so
my therapy
creepy.
Today.
It's just like, ew, gross.
Yeah, yep. It's definitely nasty.
It's like, oh, my God. Please be somebody else. Please be somebody else.
My,
oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't wait to see where it's
going. That's
now.
My least favorite part of this week. There's a lot of, you know.
My favorite was when Emily visited Nicholas.
Yes.
Those scenes were so
yes.
good. It was tearing me up.
Yes.
Even though
at heart I will always be a Xander-Emily fan forever and a day, but I loved, you know, Nicholas and Emily at one time. Nicholas and Emily.
I hate to interrupt y'all, we have a caller on the line, and I'm going to
okay.
Bring him on right now, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, guys.
310, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi, it's Lily Nolgar.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
You guys were talking
about
General
Hospital.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love Emily and Nicholas, so I'm just going to jump on and agree with you. How about that?
Yes.
Awesome.
That sounds good.
Like I said, you know, I was a Xander-Emily fan, but when Natalia took over the role, you know, I didn't see the same, I guess, chemistry as I did with Amber and Chad, then with Natalia and Chad.
I'm listening, yes. And I'm going to have to agree with you. I have your back, girl.
I agree.
Emily and Nicholas, the bomb.
Yes, I love them, you know. And so I was really sad when they – and I was just an Emily fan, period, in the story.
So, let me,
so when they killed
– let me jump in and ask you this. What do you think and feel about – the bridge, is that what they call her? Kelly Freeball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicholas.
I like them, personally. I like them. But I'm one of those people that like couples that nobody else likes. So I'm always like the majority or the minority.
Nobody loves me.
I like everyone. I ship every couple. Like, if it's a couple, I like it. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's
but,
just, like, I like everybody.
But I enjoyed Emily ever, you know, coming back. You know,
mm-hmm.
they did, you know, stupid stuff, killing her off. I was like, no!
They can bring everyone else back from the dead. Why can't they bring her back?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Lily's college is struck, y'all.
I want Emily and Georgie back. Because I miss Georgie, too.
Yeah, everybody does.
So I'm interested to see how Maxie comes back. I know she's probably, I read in the magazine, Maxie's coming back at the beginning of April. So in a couple weeks.
She brings a friend back with her. They just cast that role, and his name is Zachary
mm-hmm.
Garrett, I believe.
Right.
Yes.
So,
Zachary Garrett, yeah, that's him.
So if, you,
and
if
apparently,
you're on Twitter, follow him.
Lily's college just dropped y'all, apparently. So.
Oh, well. Maybe she'll call back.
Maybe.
It
but anyway.
It should be interesting. So.
Do you officially, hate me now, Emily?
No, I don't hate you. I don't, not at all, because you did something awesome.
You hate Cody. Cody's like one of
exactly.
the sweetest people ever.
And like, we just recently met. Like, we haven't known each other that long, but
oh,
automatically
my
was like,
yeah,
let's do a show.
I love Cody. Cody's awesome. I love you, Cody. And she knows
yeah.
this.
You
right
know.
Off the bat, it was like, let's do a show together. And then it just happened, and now I'm the co-host.
Yay.
You know how.
I'm so excited.
How I feel about you, Celia. You know exactly
I know.
How I feel about you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I love
so.
You, Dad. You know that.
Yes.
Huge
I love
fest.
You dearly, too.
We love everyone.
Absolutely.
Well, I do. Well, not everybody. I don't like everybody.
Big old love fest on the show, apparently. Big old love fest on the show.
So
yep. Always.
We had Sam and Silas this week too. So getting it on the desk. I was like, wow.
That was intense. I wasn't expecting it, and then it happened, and I was like, whoa. And like, I watch with both my parents, so we're all sitting in the living room watching this, and there's like Sam and Silas, and I'm like, this is so awkward. Oh my gosh. Like he's got her up against a wall and then on a desk, and I'm, like, looking at both parents, like, seeing their reactions, and my sister over there, I'm like, Megan, close your eyes. Like, she's, like, 13. I was like, you don't need to see this. I don't even think I need to see this.
Yes.
That's some
they
intense
were very
scenes.
Intense. Yes.
Their scenes are always so. Intense, though. Like, they're so, like, they drop their voices low and they're like whispering and then they start making out and you're like, I didn't see that coming at all.
I should have seen it coming, but I didn't.
They're so like,
yes.
They're always intense though.
So. You know,
and then of course we had the Lexus, Molly, TJ thing going on, which had me
oh.
rolling.
When the way head is out there.
Yeah. That was incredible.
That was so something my mom would do though. Like, she
and
Alexis was
exactly.
like...
Exactly. As a parent,
yeah.
I would do that. Like, I understand.
She's like, go ahead.
I would do the same thing.
She's like, go ahead. I'll be right here. I'm like, that's just wrong.
Okay.
Like, but that is the best... Just, no.
It's the best
I
comeback for that, you know?
General. Yeah.
It's the best comeback
I mean,
for something
I'm not,
like that. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I'm not a TJ fan, per se. I like Molly and Rafe a little bit more. But that was funny. So I know I'm gonna get
funny.
Hate. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, Alexis. Is
oh, well.
She has the funniest things. She like Alexis has the funniest scenes, and you don't expect it. And she just says something that's hilarious, and you're like, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when she told Rick last week when he said something, she's like, and obviously your opinion matters so much to me. I was like, yeah, that was
I always
perfect.
I always loved Alexis and Rick, you know, in their relationship. I thought it was, you know, because they
yeah.
brought, you know, this other side out of each other,
mm-hmm.
and it was so funny. Probably one of my favorite scenes with them was when Molly was being born in the train wreck,
mm-hmm.
and she's mm-hmm. yelling at him, and, like, having this conversation with Robin, you know. So
I remember that, actually.
It was
I do remember
well,
that.
I love all of her pairings. Like, I love all
uh-huh.
the Alexis pairings. She's been great. She has great chemistry with just everyone that they put her with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it draws you in, regardless if you're an Alexis
yeah.
fan or a whoever
like,
she's with fan.
Absolutely.
I liked Alexis and Sunny, like, before they slept together.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big Alexis Sunny fan. But I liked them as, like, friends and lawyer, you know, the lawyer-client
yeah.
thing, and they slept together.
They had good
like,
scenes
no.
today.
I know. It's always fun to watch their scenes, you know.
They're
so.
Funny together.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I loved how Sunny made the comment, like, she has bad karma with, like, all the guys, or she likes the bad boys,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm, like, the best. I'm the best chick out of all
oh, yeah,
of them, and
said,
I just had a laugh.
He said terrible taste in men, but except for him, and I was like, yeah, that's one way to put it.
But I did, like,
my
like
favorite line
theory.
Of the week, my favorite line of the week had to be Liz saying, I think, Rick had said something to her, and she goes, well, they are getting married, so there you go.
There you go. They are getting
yeah.
married. So.
I'm excited
to see Liz, Viss, and Rick. They were probably
yeah.
my favorite pairings. Because he did truly love her. So,
Right.
Among all the things that he did towards her, you know, people are like, how can you back that? I'm like, because, you know, he did it because he loved her, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So if I can defend one couple, I'll defend, you know, the other, you know. But,
right.
So, I mean,
hey,
he
Cody.
Did it, you know.
Cody, we just got kicked off Blog Talk. We reached the 30-minute point, so nobody can hear us anymore.
Yeah, I know, so nobody can.
We can keep talking, but nobody can hear us.
They can listen to the archives, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe
in the archives.
Yeah. I mean, we go over a lot on the other shows that, you know, they have like 2 hours, and we always go over, so.
That's
no big deal.
The page just changed, and it was like, I was like, we just got kicked off Blog Talk.
It's not a big deal, but, you know, anyway.
Yeah, last week we talked for, like, 45 minutes with some caller.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What other shows do you watch, Emily?
I'm not really, like, into another soap. I mean, I know what's going on them all because of the people on Twitter. But the only other one I catch when it's, like, on, I watch Young and the Restless, but I'm not into it. But if it's on,
yeah.
I watch it.
I love Young and the Restless. But, like,
I
love, you know, I'm like, I barely can watch Ross at all.
Well, GH is my favorite show because it was, like, the first one I watched and stuff. And I'm, like, so invested in all the history. Like, I learned all the history because I'm young and wasn't around. So,
yeah,
yeah.
And if you, you can follow me, and, like, if you have any questions, I know, like, every history of probably General Hospital.
Every
show. So.
What's your Twitter? I'll follow you.
What is my Twitter?
GH Fan for Life 96.
Thank you.
What?
It's GH Fan for Life 96.
Yeah, the number 4,
Kay.
Though.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Gonna find you. Let's see if TweetDeck knows. Found you.
Yes,
it has
like
Sarah
the Nick. I feel like
I don't know. I just followed
you.
I feel like we were at one point. I don't know.
I think we were I think we were following each other and something happened or like Twitter like decided to unfollow you.
Yeah, remember
you,
Twitter
like,
went through that big thing where it unfollowed everyone.
Yeah.
Like it was unfollowing
people
before you
that.
At one
I mean,
point.
Maybe I'm still following
you. just randomly unfollow people. I'm like, Twitter, we've had this fight before. Why do you randomly just unfollow people and make me follow them back? You know?
The Twitter app is
like really?
The worst.
Yeah, because I do remember talking to you because you were, we were talking about, I think, John and Sam or I think so.
Yeah, I was a John and Sam fan, and I'm a Luke and Mara fan that everybody probably talks about because I'm kind of crazy. I'm a crazy Luke and Mara fan.
When you're my kind of girl, I'm crazy, too. So.
Yeah. Well, everybody thinks it's weird that I'm a Luke and Mara fan because I'm so young, and I'm like, sorry, guys. I watched the 50th marathon. I saw all that stuff, guys. It's not okay.
Right.
Once you go Luke and Mara, you can't go
I know.
Back.
Well, a lot of people, like a friend of mine, she didn't watch until, like, whenever. And so she looked back, and she's like, what are these people talking about? And, like, and that's how she became, like, a Liz and Jason fan. And she's like, before that, I was a Jason and Carly fan. I was like, yeah. I love my Jason
well,
and Carly.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, I watched the 50th marathon, and then I watched most of, because, like, there's a YouTube channel that puts out all of Luke and Mara in order.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started watching one day, and you get sucked in and can't stop. And now, then I did a Carly video, because I do music videos. I did a Carly video, and it sucked. I was downloading clips, and that sucked me into the old Carly Sunny 2006, 2007 stuff. And now every time I go on YouTube, it's like, watch this. And I'm like, okay, let's watch
it. Yeah.
And so, yeah,
okay.
I've seen a lot.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's when I was a fan of Carson, was when Tamara was in the role, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
liked all the Carlys, but I think that Laura's my favorite Carly.
Well, see, I've seen them all. You know, and everybody always asks me, they're like, well, who's your favorite Carly?
Favorite,
I'm like, I don't have one because they all rocked in the role.
Like them all.
They all did
good at it.
Their own thing. But Sarah will always have a special place in my heart because she's the one that started Carly. She's the one that got me to love Carly.
And see,
but
like,
I love them all.
I didn't watch it in live time, so like the only one I've actually seen like live as the show's progressing is Laura, but I've watched the other Carly, the other two actresses that have played
if
Carly.
If you want to, on YouTube, there's a girl that does the Sarah Brown's Carly from 96 until 2001
mm-hmm.
when she leaves. And it's called Caroline Benson. And then you just go to 1996.
I might be subscribed,
you know, part one.
Subscribed to so many. But, yeah, I've seen all, like, random clips of all of the Carlys, but, like,
mm-hmm.
the one that I'm obviously invested in would be Laura, but I liked them all. And I really liked Sarah as Claudia, too.
I did. Oh, my God. I love
Claudia.
She was
so good at playing crazy.
Claudia was epic.
Yes, yeah. I love Claudia.
Claudia was so epic.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So I was sad to see her go. And it was because I, you know, since I watched, you know, when she played Carly, I was like, you know, it's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
To know. And it wasn't. It really wasn't. The only two times like I really like had to like rethink the whole thing was when she was with Michael, scenes with Michael.
Yeah.
Because that's just obvious. And then when she was delivering Jocelyn, it was just so weird seeing Carly 1 and
Carly
4.
Carly. Yeah.
That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
And her and Laura were
it.
So funny. Like, in the, when her and Laura were in the same scenes, they were so funny. And it's been saying, okay, I don't know the validity of this, but I've been seeing it, like, more and more pop up on the internet that Sarah Brown is taping. So I'm like, are they going to bring Claudia back? Because they have a Carly. So I'm, like, wondering what's going to go on there.
Actually, Sarah and Tamara were supposed to be taping.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
And from what I've heard, it's supposed to be, Sam's supposed to be having a breakdown or something, and he's going to see Sarah, you know, Claudia, and then he's going to, Tamara's supposed gonna to
be,
like.
Like, memories?
Yeah, or not memories, like, Sarah's supposed to be Claudia. And then, like, Tamara, what I heard was going to be Sunny's mom with a younger Sunny. So I guess he's going to see it.
Oh, that's
like,
cool. So we'll
stuff.
See them all.
So I don't know if, you know.
Yeah, I hadn't read that. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
So that's just what I heard.
What I heard was.
Rumors.
I also heard that Johnny's back. Brendan
Ross
is coming back.
Yeah, so he's coming back at the end of the year.
Him and I've been reading that him and Claudia will come back together, and that's why I said, "Oh, Sarah's taping." But then they added Tamara to it, and I was like,
"Yeah."
Well, then I don't know because both are taping.
Right.
And
I didn't really
pay attention at first, but I keep seeing it everywhere, and I'm like, "Okay, if it's everywhere, it's probably going to happen."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, you know, this is rumors, and we all know, you know, rumors with a grain
stuff
of salt.
Changes too.
How rumors are, we all know that.
Yeah, it changes and stuff, but they're keeping close lips, so, you know.
Yeah, I know. So it's really tough. I mean, I could have never been, like, a soap fan back in the 80s or whatever because they didn't have the internet to tell them what's going to happen.
Hard
in the
90s.
Well.
Like, I was a fan in the 90s, and it was hard.
That
you
would
know?
Not have worked for me because I don't know what's happening.
Some of the great epic scenes were cool because you didn't know it was
because
happening.
You didn't know.
Oh my god.
Like Clink Boom with where Lily blew up. Nobody knew that was gonna happen because it was so, you know, they didn't have the internet.
Right.
Well, and nobody knew that was
talking
Laura.
About that. Talking about that, the clicking of the glasses and then the limo blowing
and
up.
Then the explosion.
Yeah, they did that when Brenda and Sunny, they kind of redid that when Brenda and Sunny with the limo blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
The limo
and
exploding.
Their second wedding.
And then the limo exploding. It was kind of like, and then Luke was there holding him back. I was like, oh, my God, it's like I'm rewatching the whole Lily thing.
I know.
Which is kind of, you know, cool because Brenda was part of that whole Lily, Sunny, and
whole
triangle.
Yeah.
So, oh, well,
yeah, I feel like I'm like one of. Go ahead, Kelly.
There's only like. The stream only lasts about 5 more minutes. So, Acelia.
Well, we'll be back next week.
I wanted to thank you for dropping by today.
And I'll try to come back next week. It depends on how crazy my house is.
I'll be talking to you on Twitter. See you, Celia. Bye, Cody. Bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed our little fun. You surprised me for real there.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad this happened.
I've had that worked out. I actually reached out to a few more stars, but they had had other plans.
Sneaky, Cody. Keeping secrets from me.
I reached out to those two. I reached out to Amara West. I reached out to
Oh, I would have gone into cardiac arrest. You know that, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
I would have, like, fallen over on my
sure
floor and been like, yeah, so...
I reached
out
to them. I reached out to Jen Lilly. I reached out to Jen, but she's
cardiac arrest would have happened. I'm actually surprised I didn't fall over on the floor, like, when it was like, hi, it's Kathleen, and I was like, excuse me, Cody, what'd you do?
Well,
I'm surprised
I didn't fall
out of my seat. My seat has arms, so I couldn't fall off, you know?
Right. Oh, I thought I'd surprise you a little bit with that.
Well, it was very nice. It definitely made my whole week. It was awesome.
As sort of like a welcome to the show and a thank you for doing this, you know?
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it, and I enjoy doing the show, so.
Well, and like I said, you're welcome to do the show as long as you want to, okay?
Oh, I'll definitely be around for a while because, you know, I enjoy it a lot, so, and I think we're doing a great job, so.
I hope so.
All right. Well,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go and wrap up here, and I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little GH Fan Fest kind of sort of thing. Huge, huge, huge thanks to Lily Melgar and Kathleen Getty for taking time out to call in today. I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.